Welcome to the Dallas Soccer Show. This is the Extra Time Reaction Show. I'm here with Armica Fye. This week, we're not going to be driving home. We're going to be walking back to the press conference or press box so Armin can finish his
stories,
do his journalist thing.
Yeah.
But we're going to get some instant hot takes.
Oh yeah,
as we walk. You could go on a journey with us here.
I'm like half out of the frame, half in the frame.
Well, I'm here. Let's adjust this. I had to buy a selfie stick. It was the most embarrassing thing I've done in a while.
Oh, that's much better. I like that. Yeah.
All right. So, let's see. There's a lot to talk about. Came away with a win. Pretty good crowd.
Great crowd. Great result. I'm surprised actually a lot of people stayed, you know? Because, usually, Zlatan's not playing. I thought tickets would sell, but I mean, you started noticing tickets weren't selling. But it was a great day. I think it was beautiful outside. Like, we're sitting out here. We're not cold. We're not wet. It's awesome. So
yeah, some of the players are actually saying that it's
too hot.
Sneaky hot out there.
It's sneaky hot. Yeah. That's the thing about Paxton said that to us.
Yeah. So speaking of Paxton, let's talk about him a little bit. He got his start today.
Yeah.
That came off of Jacory being injured. Mm-hmm. So not a great way to get a start, but he took them. He made the most of it. He was probably one of the most dynamic players in the first half, I think.
Oh, easily. And in second half too. I mean, that he had the assist on that Costas goal.
Yeah.
You can't forget that. I thought Paxton played an outstanding game. He was man of the match. And a lot of people don't realize, a lot of people want to say Paxton's a 10, which you can say Paxton's a 10 all you want. I don't care. I've spoken to the guy. You know, like, the guy is a hardworking 8 that wants to win the ball back. And we saw that on one of the plays in the first half. We saw that where he chased down a guy, got the ball back, got fouled, and regained possession for his team.
Uh-huh.
He's a hard worker that I think those characteristics of Paxton are kind of underrated.
Yeah.
Of sorts. Everyone wants to say he's this creative, attacking, fun. Yeah, he is. But he's also a hard worker and also wants to be involved in the small, gritty things. And I think that's what made Paxton so good today.
Yeah, definitely showed a nice, well-rounded side. I think one of the things that was interesting was he made a lot of dribbles, a lot of take-ons.
Yes. His confidence.
Yeah,
he's got that
swag. Not to be confused with drip, as I've learned.
Ooh, yeah, drip and swag driven.
Drip is what you wear. Swag is how you wear it.
Yes.
But yeah, he was coming inside trying to get our bearings here. He was noticing that the Galaxy were playing off those one touch passes quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And all he had to do is take it and then turn.
Yep.
And then he's got acres of space just to go running.
Yep.
So you want to take the stairs? The
elevator? Yeah, we're taking
the
stairs. We got to take stairs. More time.
I got to carry this all the way upstairs?
Yeah, come on.
All right, man.
That's what us media men have to do.
Sorry, yeah. Exercise those dad muscles.
holding
something up.
Wrist, yeah.
So, what else stood out to you, Armin?
To me, I would say a couple of things. I think the attacks, not dynamic, I don't think that's the right word, but they looked like threatening, if that makes any sense.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, Barrios has always seemed to be a threat. I have no idea how, I have no idea why, but he just always seems to be unnoticed, unmarked, and people, you know, find wide open. And also, I'd say another huge thing had to be Cirilo getting his debut. I think that's huge, a huge vote of confidence from a guy who was unsigned. He wasn't even a homegrown, he was an academy player. Unsigned going into training camp. Huge vote of confidence. But let's also not forget this. Oscar loved him too.
It's true.
Oscar loved him too. I was impressed by that because, you know, that's a pretty big leap, you know? Over Cervania too. But I think Cirilo is more of a 6 than Cervania. But I mean, I think Cervania can slot into a 6 role. So I mean, really big vote of confidence. I think overall, it's a win they needed to have.
Yes.
If that's a word, because you're playing his team, Galaxy, shorthanded. No Zlatan, no Alessandrini. You have to win.
Yep.
You have to win.
You got
to
take those.
Especially at home. You got to take advantage of these early games because you have no idea what's going to happen at the end of the season. You could have injuries, like we saw today with Reggie. We don't know how that's going to happen. Probably have an MRI or something tomorrow.
Yep.
So, I mean,
yeah.
You have to get these early results against shorthanded teams, and when this happens, this is huge.
Yeah. I think overall it was a very entertaining day here at the park, and trying to think off the top of my head if there's anything else.
Something had to pop out too.
Yeah.
Something had to pop out too.
You know, it was Acosta.
Like that goal, how are we not talking about that goal?
I don't know. Let's stand in front of this. This will be a good backdrop.
That goal was phenomenal. That goal was absolutely phenomenal, that strike.
Uh-huh.
I think that all around that goal was phenomenal.
Yeah. There's,
you know what I'm saying?
The build-up, the pass back into the channel, the one-time volley. Like, It's good stuff. I was actually down on the field, right?
You have some pictures.
I don't have a picture of that because I was actually walking back up to the press box after taking pictures of the
Zeto penalty.
Yeah, so I was right there in Viet for that. So that was kind of fun.
So let me get you this. Is this a game that, as FC Dallas fans, or if you're an FC Dallas fan, I'm off fan. I'm biased journalist right now.
Right, right.
But you look at that game, and that's a game like you should be winning from how you look at it from the lineups. But it's still an encouraging performance, no?
Yeah.
What do you think of that? Like, do you think it was more of, you know, the team like playing against a weaker Galaxy team, or do you think it was more of like, hey, look, like it was an encouraging performance?
I think it's both, well, right?
We always have to have that, you know, a moderate opinion.
Hey, you know, there's probably some.
Somebody behind us.
Hey, everybody, say hello to Dan Kirk, third degree. I think it's both, right? Because yes, the Galaxy were short staffed. They should probably kind of things get heavier and heavier. Anyways,
they were short staffed,
but at the same time, the things that we saw in the first match against New England, where they weren't actually penetrating the midfield, and they were this time. Yeah, and they weren't making those connections as they moved up the field. They did that this time, and they looked very dangerous a lot of the time. I'd be interested to see some of
they're cleaning up their ideas.
Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense. They're cleaning up their ideas. I think we're starting to see, you know, and I hate to plug myself, but like I said, it's going to be a process before we see, you know, maybe some more beautiful
play. You're allowed to plug yourself all you want here.
No. But for beautiful play, it's going to be a process. I think we saw a nice, solid step into that process. I think a game against AS Los Angeles Galaxy was a good, you know, okay, we can make this jump into this. They have your first road game against Columbus. Mm-hmm. And you play against a really intriguing Colorado team that we're both interested by as a whole. So, I mean, that was a great win, a win you need.
Yeah.
And fantastic result.
Yeah, I think that I'm not going to go out and say that. I still think that, you know, there's still things to work on.
Oh, 100%, as always. Always things to work on.
Not a finished product by any means. There's just, like, the decision-making is always going to be something you can work on, especially as you move the ball through the midfield. There were some times where, you know, they just played really bad balls and didn't get punished.
There were some dry spells as well.
Yeah, but, you know, and I think one of the great things about Lucci Ball, and I was telling Dan this, actually, is that it's when you're playing that possession game, it's really easy just to make the game boring and slow it down. And
that's what you want. It's against when you're 1-0, 2-0, you want to kill the game and slow it down and let them press up and, you know, waste energy and stuff like that.
Yep. Just a couple updates. I think Armand said earlier that Reggie, it was his ankle that got hurt.
His ankle.
I know there's some confusion about what happened, but from the replays, it looked like he kind of just turned it. He's in a boot after the game, so we'll see how that goes. We'll hopefully, you know, fingers crossed there, one or two games, get those tendons back together, and hopefully he's there. But, you know, having Hollingshead back there to back him up
is not fantastic. It's not a bad option.
Nope, not at all. And especially with Pedroso able to get some playing time. We actually got some audio we'll play after this of Marquinhos, Pedroso, and Edwin Cerrillo. And maybe Armand will let me have some of his Paxton audio. So we'll see what we got here, what he's going to let us use, what he's going to keep exclusive.
I cooked some stuff up. So.
That's right. So Armand Kafai, Pro Soccer USA, FC Dallas beat writer, Dallas Soccer Show. We're at DallasSoccerShow.com, at Dallas Soccer Show on Twitter. And take it easy, everybody.
Yeah, I mean, I'm very happy with the team performance, as well as my own. I thought I had a good game, and ultimately we got 3 points, and that's at the end of the day what matters.
Absolutely, and on the Brian's goal, can you just tell us what you saw when you made that run and played that ball across to Brian?
Out of the corner of my eye, I saw a red shirt at the top of the box. I didn't know who it was, but I just wanted to play it there, and he looked wide open, and he was, and a hell of a goal, too.
walk through the difference between first half and second half going forward. You guys didn't seem to have much going forward in the first, but the second half seemed like it was a totally different team.
Yeah, I think that we had a lot of possession in the first half, and we moved it around, and it's really hot outside. So, I mean, both teams were a little bit tired, but since we had the ball a lot of the first half, I think LA got a little bit fatigued, and that allowed a lot of spaces in the second half to be created and ultimately get a couple goals.
I know something you pride yourself on specifically, like, you know, pressing back defensively.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you had that really that impressive play in that first half where you chased down, I forgot who it was, but you chased them down and you drew the foul. Why specifically do you pride yourself, you know, on pressing and those philosophies?
Because it's a part of the game. I mean, if you're only an attacking-minded player, then the game's two ways. It's attacking and defending, and my role on the team is to do both, so I have to do that job. And, it's not as fun as attacking, but that's the only way to get the ball is to defend and press and get the ball back. So if you look at it that way, then it kind of is a little bit fun.
They named you man of the match. Is it Budweiser? I don't think it's Budweiser. I don't think it can be because you're not 20. Like, how do you feel about that?
No, I'm honored. And, on to the next one.
On to the next one?
On to the next one.
Thank you so much, man.
Thank you, man.
First off, Marquinhos, what are your overall thoughts on the match and how the match went?
What?
Your overall thoughts on how the match went.
I think it was a great game. Like, we play maybe 75% with the ball, and I think it was a great game. We have great chances. We don't give, like, chances for them, because I remember now just, like, corners, free kicks. We could keep, after the 2-0, we could keep the ball, like, 8% of the time. We grow up like a team. I think we are in the good way. So we have to keep fighting. It's a long season. Today was a great game, but we can stop now because our goals have to be like always in first. Mm-hmm. Is that what we want? So let's keep working, and I hope that everything is gonna be fine.
How are you feeling out there? You know, the first time, you know, back after. How are you feeling out there?
Yeah, I'm still like maybe 90%, 90 and something. I still some moves I still feel because was not an easy surgery. You know, was on the both sides. And today, I think everyone can see in the when I received the ball, I'm still like I try to shoot, but I still finish something. But to run and to fight with the ball, I'm good. It's just more for this, like, crosses and give a strong shoot, you know. But it's like this. We have to play. We have to train, you know, because day by day it's getting better.
How did the stints with North Texas SC help you? That, like, is it having that club here? Good for the rehabilitation?
Yeah, it's good. Like, for me and other guys that was not playing or was coming back for injury or something like this, that last weekend I could play with them. So I think it was better for me because, you know, it's getting fit and better and better. And today I could play. So I think it's good for everyone. If you're not having the chance to play here, you can play there and, you know, help the second team. Because the next week you can play here, you know, with us and help for the winning.
Excellent.
Thank you.
Thanks. No problem. No, you're good. That's good. First MLS play, being a homegrown from Dallas area. Tell us how you feel today.
Honestly, it probably sounds cheesy, but it's a dream come true. It's a moment that I've been waiting for ever since I was a little kid, trying to play professional soccer. The first step was obviously signing my first contract, and the next goal I had in my career was to make my debut, and I think the coaches believed in me today and gave me the opportunity.
What does this mean, this win-win for the club, for Lucia's first win of the season?
It gives us a boost of confidence. Coming into the season with a new coach, new players, new system, it takes a while to adapt, but we've done it pretty good, and we've done it pretty quickly, and I think we're all happy with the win today, and it gives us a boost of confidence going forward into the season.
How'd you feel out there? I mean, overall, like, you know, when you first up on the pitch, how are you feeling?
It was surreal, honestly. I was pretty nervous like the first 2 minutes, but after a little bit, I kind of settled in. It kind of looked like training, and yeah, I got that confidence in me, and I'm just happy with the minutes I got today.
What was going through your mind on that first corner kick when you were on the field? The first corner kick when you actually had to like run out to the infield and get the ball? What was going through your head?
Which turn yourself?
It was a corner kick. The ball got played out, got some infield, and you were the only one out there to chase it.
When I went to Gio?
Yeah.
I mean, Jonathan?
Yeah.
It was my first touch professionally. It was crazy, and I think I saw Jonathan going to be the one to defend me. It was crazy because he's an idol, or he's someone that I look up to. And it's crazy to think we're on the same field. But I'm glad I got this opportunity, and we're going to keep moving forward.
How is the preseason overall for you? You know, you weren't a homegrown when the preseason started. I mean, how is that, you know, that vote of confidence from Luchip, but be the only homegrown, the non-academy player with the, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. Okay, so I've been training with the first team for a while, probably the last year, going in and out probably two or three times a week. And little by little, I got the confidence. When they told me I was going to go to the preseason, I just went in there with confidence, thinking that I could play and try to make a name for myself and try to impress Luchi. And Luchi was my coach 2 years ago in U16 Academy, so he gave me the extra confidence. And I went in trying to do my business, trying to play the way I know how to play. And thankfully, I got that contract, and that was a big step in my career. And obviously, today's a great day.